1928.
Yes.
So you're a year
younger. Yes. God. Well, I brought. I don't feel that old, you know.
Can I shut that?
Yes, because I look
can't see you.
The light. Oh, that's better. Yeah. Little
Stell
on there, little
Stell. My belt? Yeah, I think I really would open it in case anybody come in. Not that they would, but I, you know, who knows, you know?
Well, the position.
And I work for the coffee county department. I have a background in bookkeeping, but the thing is that when my mother passed away, I just kind of wanted to take care of her.
When did she pass away?
My mother passed away 5 years ago. And I'm going into my 5th year into this time. And anyways, Cross County, do you like it? It's, we have a lot of customers, like Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aircraft and McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And from time to time, our buyers will go out and then buy they will sell our valves to the different companies, and they will in turn, we have to cost all of these things, all the invoicing that we, you know, that we get. In other words, it's like. Say, for instance, if we have a company that does sewing for us, you know, say, cut different pieces of material into smaller pieces, you know, to make the whatever they're going to do, the product, where we have to constantly purchase or that. Well, we have X-ray and invoices.
Do you like it?
Oh, I enjoy it. I work with a lot of men, and I enjoy it much better than women.
I hate to say that, but, you know, it's just...
I get along with women much better than I do with men.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I work in accounts payable. Just last year, I was transferred over to the department. And there was my supervisor was so... I couldn't get along with her. I tried. I really tried.
I believe it.
And I'd come home and I wouldn't make a big scene there, but I'd come home and I'd cry. Because, you know, I'm not the type of person that will tell anyone off. I'm not that, you know, I just can't find immediately the words to tell somebody off.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. I was never brought up that way, you know. But I'd come home and I'd cry. So I was just told to, you know, just kind of stand there, hang in there, and
well,
there would be another opportunity for me. And this opportunity just came up last year in October, and I switched over.
Marvelous. And you're happier.
Yeah. It's so nice. I really enjoy
it. Great. Marvelous to be happy in your work.
Well, you spend so much time in 8 years or 8 hours each day. And if you're not happy, forget it. You might as well leave, right?
Well, you know, I was thinking, coming through this beautiful place, and it's so modern, you know, it's very contemporary here. I was thinking how far we both have come from a whole different way of life, which was Rancho Los Alamitos. You know, it's like a different country almost.
I wouldn't. We would never venture out this far, you know, because first of all, the freeways were not there.
Yeah.
When we were little, and to come into Los Angeles was a big treat.
Oh.
That was oh my gracious! It was. I mean, the whole outing, and it was like.
Would you come into Los Angeles often?
Oh, yes, with my father. No, boy. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. You want to
my in my you house, I put my feet up on everything.
You can. Go ahead.
My ankles swell, Catherine, you know, I'm always putting my feet up.
We do that, too. For our friends, you know, we have cushions and as you can see, it's made.
It's so attractive the way I got it here.
Well, I have children, so when I put something there, it stays there until I get tired of it, and then I move it around. But
it's really a place. I mean, I felt I could put my feet up.
No,
you know,
I'm happy. It's
How old were you, do you remember, when you first came to the ranch?
To the ranch? I was born there.
You were born?
I was born on the ranch. In fact, see, my sister Margarita, she was the first I tortured.
Yeah.
To Margarita.
Tell me, list me your sisters and brothers in order of birth.
I won't know exactly the year,
but I
told you this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the oldest was Margarita,
mm-hmm.
and then the second one, and she was born in Santa Ana, by the way.
Oh.
She was not born on the ranch. Neither was my sister.
Was your dad working in Santa Ana at the time?
No, he was there on the ranch, but my grandmother, my mother's mother, lived in Santa Ana.
Oh.
And so, of course, you know, she didn't want to have the babies outside the ranch. She had Margarita, and she had Socorro.
Socorro next.
And next, and then I'm the third one.
Third one.
And then my brother, Ramon.
Ramon.
And then Maura.
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 Jose and Jose Salvador.
And Salvador. Seven. Okay. Okay, now... do you remember, I'm going to interview your dad, too, but I wanted to interview you first and Salvador first.
A humble man, you know, you just, it's really a pleasure to be around you. We were not that close, simply because it was like a a father-daughter relationship where it was always, you know, the, it's not as it is now, you know, the modern times, because we were brought up in the old-fashioned style where you respected your parents, and they said you couldn't go out on dates, and you didn't go out on dates. I mean, there was no pleas or bargaining or whatever, you know, and I'm terribly sorry, but that's the way I was brought up. But now, you know, everybody can, it's like a, you know, pal relationship, but
it's interesting you say that this is changing your relationship with
your
father.
Oh, I think it is. I think, also because my mother's not there either. I think that if my mother was still around, it might have been even still a little different, because I would lean more towards my mother, you know. And you know, maybe if there was little arguments or something, I would always go towards my mother's side, you know, because I felt that she was a little underdog, because my father was always in his mind. Got his way. My mother would always give in as we were growing up. I mean, my dad said, you know, he did what he wanted, and he bought what he wanted, and he raised us the way we wanted. However, disciplining was my mother's job.
Disciplining was her job?
My father would never touch us. My father would never.
Not even other kinds of discipline, like taking your supper away or locking you in the room?
Oh, never.
So your mom?
No, my mother would look at us and she would be, I mean, she wouldn't even spank us. I mean, I don't remember ever getting spanked by my mother.
You were never spanked then?
I was never spanked, simply because I was an obedient person. I mean, you know, I mean, just to look at her, when she would look at us with a stern look, and even when we went to visiting, I mean, that was, you know, she'd say behave, and that was her magic. She'd look at us, and we would know that she meant behave. Or
what kinds of ways did she punish you, or when it was necessary?
Like I said, I don't remember ever getting punished by my mother. I really don't.
Or by your father?
I don't remember him ever even thanking me. I really don't.
Hmm.
I cannot. Now, on the other hand, I think maybe my brother Raymond was spanked, and I think my daddy might have put a belt to him, a little bottom. But my brother Ray, if you're going to interview him someday, you'll find that he has his own way, and he's a macho, and he's a different personality, and we all are. You should. You're gonna get a big kick out of interviewing him. We're also different.
You're number one.
I hope I don't discourage you. I'll forget it and toss in the towel. But that's enough. No, I really
What do you suppose was the secret of your mother's power or your respect for her?
Because she was good, you know. She wasn't wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. What she said. She never went back on it. You know what I mean? It was always like the law. I mean, it was never. She just did everything that
definite,
and to this day, I mean, we say, remember what Mother used to say, that if you didn't do this or some way along the line, this is going to happen. And she was wise, you know. My mother had very little education in Mexico.
Was she born
in Purandiro, or Hanamati, you might say Hanamati, on a little ranch.
Where is that?
Hanamuato.
How do you spell that?
J-A-N-A-M-U-N, something like that.
Is this the name of the province?
That's Hanamuato, yeah, the like little ranch. Michoacan is the state.
And she was born there.
Right, so was my father.
And so was your father, born in the
same? Sure, they knew each other. But my father was such a stuck-up type of guy.
Since they were kids, they knew each other?
Oh, sure. They grew, and he wouldn't talk to her, she wouldn't talk to him. You know, his family was a little more, had a little more wealth, because they have the ranches and the big haciendas. And my mother came from a pretty, little more, not as wealthy.
Is just his family in Mexico?
They had haciendas, you know, If you should ever ask him, is his Martinez? I mean, those are the big names. Martinez is one of them, and he can tell you some uncle. In fact, when I go home, I get a big bang of just kind of turning him on a little bit and asking him all these little questions. Because I've been down in Mexico for a long time, and I've met relatives.
Oh, they're all still there.
Only some. Of course, most of his buddies that he held around with have passed away.
Well, now then tell me something about your grandparents. They were there too.
Yes, they came.
Did you know them when?
No. I vaguely remember my grandparents. One of them had to sneak in to the country because they were after them.
One of your grandparents, on your father's side.
I don't remember this. My father's side, but anyway,
How did it happen that your parents moved up here? If things were so good for Jesus down there, what made them move up here?
Well, they wasn't so good. I think it's the reason why they're struggling now.
Yeah.
The government is so corrupt down there that, you know, the rich is for the rich. The money's all for the rich and the poor. We forget the poor, you know. And if you have any ambition and want to better yourself, you just pull yourself out and then try to, you know, to move where the opportunity is for you to make a better life for yourself or for your family.
Do you remember how your father heard about Bixby Ranch?
No, I really don't. I mean, that'll be another story for you, where you can find out, because I'm sure. And right now is a good time. His memory is so good. I mean, it's still there.
When was he born, you know?
My dad, I think, goes with the years. I think he was born in the
1900s.
Well, he goes out of here in October, this October the 15th. It'll be he'll be 79.
It's like your black sister, like my aunt Elizabeth, you know. She goes with the years too. Mm-hmm.
He's aged quite a bit.
Yeah.
contact. You know, my mother was the one that really held the family together. It seems like now that she's gone, it seems like we all kind of separate and we don't communicate with one another. It's so easy, you know, you have a phone there and you not have extended service, and yet it's terrible.
She was a communicator too and held the family together. And she's not dead now, but she certainly is.
I saw your phone.
Oh, you did?
Oh, of course.
What did you think?
I came home because I, you know, I was quite tired, and I said, "Well, I'll take a bath and while I'm, and I'll have a lot of, I had quite a few little things I wanted to do here at the apartment, and then I turned it on and put my little ears on because I think I was seeing the shopper, and I did it. I think the ranch is a picnic.
When is that?
Oh, that was about maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, it had to be because my mother was there, so it may be 7 years ago.
Was that at the dedication party at the
Ranch? No.
It was a picnic at the Palama.
It was the Palama.
Yeah. Oh, you speak that so pretty. You know, when you told me that you wanted your name to be Catalina. Yeah, that's a. Mm-hmm. I love saying that. Do people call you that?
Yes, sir. Plant. In fact, it was quite.
I'd love to call you that.
I wish that you would. I really wish.
Because my tongue hasn't gotten the habit yet of saying Catherine.
Uh-huh. It's
Catalina. So Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like that. When I made my move from Costa, accounts payable to. Costa County. I had the name they used to call me Kathy, so in I had my first plate, you know, my name plate, but you know, that goes on the desk. They said Kathy is laughing. Mm-hmm. When I moved over there, I said, "I'm moving over here, but I would like a new name plate." And they made my Catalina.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they people are getting around to calling me because it's so easy to just say Kathy.
Right, and you know, it's so interesting that when your parents named you, you say that all your birth certificates and all your papers have Catherine on them. Mm-hmm. They moved into an English-speaking country and anglicized your name. Mm-hmm. And now you're taking back the roots, mm-hmm. your roots.
Well, it's kind of funny as you get on, I think that you kind of keep looking for those roots. My birth certificate has Catalina.
Oh, it does?
It has Catalina.
Catalina.
And in fact, it was Ramon. Remember I told you that?
Yes.
Well, it's Ramon and the new name is Catalina. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, when you... All right, had your dad been at the ranch a long time before you were born? Do you know when he came to the ranch?
Well, I think my father was there when my sister was my younger sister was born. Or maybe it was my sister. Mm-hmm. Socorro.
Uh-huh. You're third. You're number three.
I'm third. And I think that he was there at the ranch that then. Mm-hmm. Back in the said my when my father retired, I was just looking at this little
Yes,
you
I
remember
have one
this?
Of those.
It's 1970, and this is when he was retired from the new ranch.
Yes.
And I think he had been there for 43 years. So
43
I think
years.
You know it's a
43 from 70 is 43. You're in Costa County. Catalina, I can't do that. 43 from 70 is what?
Let's see, that's 43 from 7...
19...
Yeah. 19... It's terrible.
27.
Yeah. Well, wait a second, that was about the...
A year before you were born.
No, it doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. Because I know that when my sister was born, they were living on the ranch already. Mm-hmm. And she's not just, she's not a year older than I am. I'm sure she's about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Okay.
I remember, isn't it terrible? I don't even remember.
No, that's
all
right.
I know that they're when their birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, months.
Sometime in the mid-20s, it's kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember tell me something about your house. Just describe the house that you were brought up in.
Well, you mean
what kind of a house? How many rooms? Who slept where?
Well, you mean at the
ranch?
Towards the end, you know, we had a different house. We had the we had the top house where on the very very it was in the very top
of the hill
of
there.
The hill there. And
when was that?
Oh, that was around in 1968.
You lived on there that long?
Oh, I moved away from the ranch into around 1960, something like that, I think. And I thought, you know, it was about time that I kind of got out on my own. Because if I went on a date or something, you know, if I wanted to stay out, they would always wait for me. I really led a really sheltered life. No kidding, I really did.
When you look at it, you've recovered very well.
Quite. It's that the only thing is that no matter how I'll live to be maybe 80 years old, or I still will do, I'm not the kind that will go out and, I can always hear my mother saying, you know, these are good things to do, these are bad things.
Okay,
I'm not an angel, but you know, the thing is that I have morals, you know, certain way of
what
living.
What kinds of morals and values did she teach you?
Well, first of all, I cannot remember my mother ever downing anyone.
She taught by example.
Yes, you know, like, don't hate, you know. Don't hate and always like people, no matter what their color is, no matter what their religion.
Really?
I never ever heard and I was brought up in a very Catholic home.
Wow,
in fact, in my picture, I have right smack in the middle, I have a cousin that is a bishop of Los Angeles, Father Manuel Moreno.
Oh,
are you still religious now? Well, because I am religious too, in a way, I would say, because of course I can't just change overnight, but I am going with a Jewish bishop, and I feel that the relationship is very nice, and I think it's good, it's a good relationship.
God, you've done a lot of changing and growing. I can see
gradually
that.
Though
yeah.
It did. I, you know, this didn't happen overnight.
Oh,
it
no,
took
it
a while
doesn't.
To break away. And
it doesn't. I had so much to break away from, and I'm still doing it. Still processing all that import. You know.
You were asking. It's kind of funny because you were asking a question about how we lived.
Yeah.
And you know, at the time that we were at that ranch, you know, we were learning. Being that we had such a large family, we were limited to, you know, to space, limited to, you know, we didn't have a room for every one of us, as you can imagine, our house would be making 25
What was
rooms.
The house like?
But it was, I'd say we had about 4 bedrooms, or maybe 3 bedrooms. Where the boys would sleep. They had the bunk beds, the boys and the three brothers. And there were 4 of us girls, and two of us each shared a room. So,
and then
my mother and my father, of course, had 2 rooms.
Now, was this one of those red houses with the white trim on it that I used to drive, by? It was in a U-shaped little... kind of a semicircle of houses, or were they straight along the road?
Oh, well, see, like, we moved about, I think, about 3 times ago when we were there.
Oh,
but
I see.
So we were down below once, where they had we had a palm tree in front of our house at one time. And then, of course, the other one was up at the top of the hill.
Well, then you moved three times.
Huh?
So that each time to a little bigger house, right?
Yeah. Or up the hill.
Up the hill. Did that have some significance?
I think so.
Moving up the hill?
Yes, it did. You know, come to think of it, did.
What did it have to do with? Seniority?
I think it had to do with my father improving. I think as the house went up, I think it got a little bit sensitive. The accommodations were a little bit better. You know, the yards were nicer. The fixtures, everything was more modern as you went up the hill. I never thought of that. You know, you do that in life too, don't you? You try to go uphill. You know, try to go up the ladder.
Do you remember when you were little bitty?
Sure, I remember the earthquake.
Oh, tell me about that. What happened?
In 1933,
yeah.
I was 5 years old.
Yes.
I remember.
And where were you when it happened?
Outside with my older sister, Marjorie. And I was sitting in the earthquake. I don't know, it was the first time I had ever seen it. Oh, it seemed like the end of the world. The earth was
shaking. Tony Castillo remembers Mrs. Cisneros gathering all the children together and making them pray right there in outdoors in that yard.
Oh, y'all. Yeah.
Do you remember that she did that?
No, I don't, because she's a bit older than me. Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. Oh, that you were a different age bracket. Yeah. You were real tiny.
Well, yes, because they didn't include me with our
audience. Right.
You know, that my two sisters would tell around what the two Machuca's sisters. And they would have all their little secrets, you know, with the boyfriends and everything. And I was never included.
Maybe.
I was like, you know, a peanut.
So tell me then, what did you do? Any other memories about the earthquake?
I just said that we were very scared, and we had to, of course, cook out. You know, we had to. I think we took over a couple of garages and slept out in the open because for fear that something might fall on us, or even getting buried underneath. You know, building, because we had heard some buildings in downtown Long Beach had collapsed, and we were afraid that they would collapse on us. And then my mother was so scared that my father drove us to Riverside, which is relatively we were out of the immediate area.
That same night?
Maybe it's night after that.
Wow.
Yeah,
so do you remember when you were little, the first house? Do you remember indoor plumbing or outdoor plumbing?
Outdoor. That, in fact, when the earthquake came, I think my sister Marguerite was taking me to the I really, I think that's what you, because we were in the middle of the patio there, you know, and I think the bathrooms were shared by maybe 10 families or something like that. Maybe I'm exaggerating. It seemed like 10. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but at least 6.
Were they outhouses or flushing toilets?
They were. I don't remember ever having a. You know, we had flushing. Let me tell you, it was modern. No, I don't remember pulling a thing.
It was like a community bathhouse.
There were two, of course, one for the men and one for the women.
Oh, two separate houses.
Two separate houses,
And each house had one toilet, or how many?
One toilet.
And what else was in there?
As far as I know, just that there was no area where you could wash. You just went back and washed nothing.
I see, but no bathtub.
No, I can't remember there.
Uh-huh.
I think that it's adjacent to it, though, but it was for the other family. I think they, I finished the snails, like, closer to, I think they had the bathtub very close to the bathroom there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was a radio.
Yeah. And then in this house, you had a living room besides those three or four.
Oh, yes, we had a living room, and we also had a dining room.
Mm-hmm.
A dining room. And it was quite nice. You know, we had a big table, and we had
Did Jesus get your own furniture?
Yes.
Big
mm-hmm.
And was it a wood stove or?
Well, it was a wood stove, and we shared in wood chopping. You know, the big logs would come in, and of course you couldn't put those into your stove, so you had to chop them up with kindling. You know, to start a.
You chopped wood?
Oh, sure, of course. Later on, I mean, after when I was about 12 years old, I can remember chopping wood. I would have chopped wood to heat water to take a bath. I mean, that was, you know, so if you wanted to take a bath, I mean, and the water was heated outside in a big, one of those big
a tank?
No, like a big tub outside.
Oh. Outside each house, it was, yeah, you had your hot water heater. In other words, outside.
There was no water heater.
Well, it was in something. Where was the water? I can't get it.
No, the water. The water was, yeah, there was water